Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Seite, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Esh is Kayan Shaisa, the wife of a Kayan. The Kayan said to his wife, don't be alone with that person. And she was alone with that person. Shaisa, she drinks the water, umuteres labayla. And if the water proves that she's innocent, she is mutter to go back to her husband. Why would I think not? The din is that if the wife of a Kayan was forced by someone else against her will to live with him, she still can't go back to her husband. An Eishes Yisrael could go back to her husband if it wasn't her fault, but an Eishes Kayan cannot. So maybe what happened over here was she was forced to live with this other person against her will. That's why the water didn't check her. That's why the water didn't cause her to suffer, because it's not her fault. But really, she wouldn't be usher to her husband. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us a chiddush. No, we're not concerned for that. But she can return to her husband. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Eishes Saris. This is a man who has a certain problem that he cannot be a regular husband. Shaisa. But she would drink. Weiter sagt the Mishnah al yedei kol aroyois mekanin. This means to say, aroyois are the people she's not allowed to marry. So if the husband warns her, don't be alone with your father or your brother, and she's alone with that person, the regular halachis of saita take effect. Chutz min hakatan umemisha einai ish. If the husband warns his wife not to be alone with a katan or a behema, she does not become a saita, even if she's alone. But Tanur brings a machlokes over here, what's called a katan. Some say in this case it means less than 9 years old in a day, and some say it means less than 13 in a day. So quickly chazing over our Mishnah Dalet. If the wife of a Kayan was warned not to be with a certain person, and she was alone with that person, she drinks the water, she's found to be innocent. She's mutter to go back to her husband, even though her husband is a Kayan. The wife of a Saris, this is a husband who's not well. If he warns his wife not to be with someone, she still drinks the water. And then we learned that the husband can warn his wife not to be with any of the aroyas. Aroyas are people that she's asked to anyway. I shouldn't think that the warning only applies to someone that she would be mutter to, if not for the fact that she's a married woman. No, says our Mishnah, it applies to people that she would be asked to anyway. If she's alone with them, she becomes a saita, with the exception of a katan. If he warns her not to be with a katan or an animal, she does not become a saita, even if she doesn't listen to the warning.